Now Ukrainian Jewish Heritage, hosted by Renata Hananets in cooperation with the Jewish Heritage Museum in Lviv, Ukraine. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Добрий день! This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Pachukova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Drohobych is a town in the Lviv region of Ukraine and the homeland of Bruno Schulz, a writer, literary critic, fine artist, and teacher of art. Schulz was born to Jewish parents and is regarded as one of the great Polish language prose stylists of the 20th century. He attended school in Drohobych from 1902 to 1910, then went on to study architecture at Lviv Polytechnic. In 1917, he briefly studied architecture in Vienna. Schulz was discouraged by influential colleagues from publishing his first short stories. However, that changed when several letters he wrote to a friend were brought to the attention of the famous Polish novelist Sofia Nalkowska. The letters detailed Schulz's solitary life and the lives of the family and fellow citizens. Nalkowska encouraged Schulz to have the letters published as short fiction. They were published in 1934 as The Cinnamon Shops. In English-speaking countries, it is most often referred to as The Street of Crocodiles. He went on to write a number of critical essays for various newspapers and short stories for magazines. Due to World War II, much of his work has been lost. In 1939, after the Nazi-Soviet invasion of Poland in World War II, Drohobych was occupied by the Soviet Union. Schulz had been working on a novel called The Messiah, but no trace of the manuscript survived his death. As a Jew, Schulz was forced to live in the ghetto of Drohobych. However, he was temporarily protected by Felix Landau, a Nazi Gestapo officer who admired his drawings. During the last weeks of his life, Schulz painted a mural in Landau's home in Drohobych. Shortly after completing the work, Schulz was walking home through the Aryan Quarter with a loaf of bread when he was shot and killed by Karl Günther, another Gestapo officer. Günther was a rival of Landau, who had killed Günther's personal Jew. Subsequently, Schulz's mural was painted over and forgotten for a long time to come. In February 2001, Benjamin Geisler, a German documentary filmmaker, discovered the mural that Schulz had created for Landau. Polish conservation workers, who had begun the meticulous task of restoration, informed Yad Vashem, the Israel Holocaust Memorial, of the findings. In May of that year, representatives of Yad Vashem went to Drohobych to examine the mural. They removed five fragments of it and transported them to Jerusalem. This created an international controversy and public outrage in Poland and Ukraine, where Schulz is a beloved figure. In 2008, the issue was resolved when Israel recognized the works as the property and cultural wealth of Ukraine, and Ukraine's Drohobychna Museum agreed to lend the works to Yad Vashem as a long-term loan. The works went on public display in 2009. In Drohobych, you can see the house where Bruno Schulz lived. Also, there is a plaque at the site where Schulz was shot. You can see other beautiful Schulz frescoes in the local Drohobych Art Museum. As well, Drohobych is host to the International Bruno Schulz Festival. This is Renata Hananets at the Faina Petrikova Scientific Center for Judaica and Jewish Art in Lviv, Ukraine. Until next time, shalom.
Thank you, Renata. Щиро дякую. Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.